Hello, everybody. Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Bereishis. I am very excited and honored to be journeying through the book of Bereishis, Be'ezrat Hashem, with all of you through Torah Imecha. So this week's Parsha is Parshas Bereishis. Baruch Shechianu V'Kiyumanu V'Gianu L'Zman Hazeh. Our thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam for allowing us to start a new cycle of Torah all over again. I want to begin by giving you an overview of the Parsha and what happens in the five Prakim plus one Pasuk of the Book of Bereishis. So in Perek Aleph, what we have is Maase Bereishis, the days of creation and everything that God made on each day of creation. Perek Beis tells us further details of creation, as well as the creation of Adam and Isha, man and first woman. Perek Gimel tells us about the tragic first sin, when the Nachash, the serpent, convinces Isha to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the forbidden fruit. She convinces her husband to eat from them. They are banished from the Garden of Eden. Man becomes mortal. In Perek Dalet, we have the first murder in the world when Cain kills his brother Hevel. In Perek Hei, we have all the generations from Adam to Noach, and as the Parsha ends, we are told about the spiritual and moral deterioration of man. Almighty is not happy with man. He reconsiders ever having made man, and he decides ultimately to destroy the world, which will be the lead-in, of course, into Parshas Noach. So in approaching such a parsha as this one, I have to choose what message do I want to share with you. There are so many messages and lessons to share. I'm actually going to be focusing on the first pasuk of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the first pasuk of Bereishis. And the pasuk tells us, Bereishis bara Elohim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. In the beginning, Elohim, note the name of Midat HaDin, Midas HaDin, divine justice is what created the world. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And Rashi tells us that in the beginning, Allah b'machshava had entered God's mind, so to speak, livroso b'midas hadin. He wanted to create the world through the attribute of strict judgment. V'ra'ah she'ein ha'olam miskayim. We just come off of the Yemei Hadin, and we understand that through the attribute of strict justice, we would not survive. We need God's rachamim to pardon us, to forgive us, to allow us to live in this confusing world. And therefore, the Ribono she'olam had in mind, so to speak, to create the world only through Midas Hadin, but he saw she'ein ha'olam mitkayim, the world would not last if it only was judged according to strict justice, and therefore hikdim Midas harachamim b'shitva l'Midas Hadin. God in Perek Beis introduces the name of Hashem that introduces mercy, and he made a partnership, if you will, between mercy and justice, between Rachamim and Din, and this attribute of mercy is what allows our world to exist. V'ha'aretz ha'isa tohu v'vohu, the world, the earth, was chaos, nothingness, v'choshech al p'nei tohu, primordial darkness over the surface of the deep, v'ruach Elokim merachafes al p'nei hamayim, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. We also have to understand when we approach Parshas Bereishis, specifically the story of Maase Bereishis, creation, that this is undoubtedly the most esoteric part of Torah, and on our level we definitely cannot understand, but we know that the Ribono Shel Olam created the world yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Although Rav Salvechik says it's not actually true, because he created the world something from something, he created the world from himself. The world was created yesh me'yesh. This world came into being from the essence of the Almighty, blessed be He. Since we cannot understand that, we say that the world was created yesh me'ayin. So when the Pasuk Bei speaks about darkness and speaks about water, this is some sort of primordial darkness and primordial water, because of course light and darkness and water have not even been created yet. So we have a picture of some kind of confusion and chaos and void and prehistoric darkness, and only the surface of God is hovering. The Spirit of God is hovering over the surface of the water. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or, and Elohim said, let there be light. Vayehi Or, and there was light. Vayar Elohim et ha'ar ki tov. Elohim saw the light that it was good. Vayavda Elohim ben ha'ar uven ha'choshech. And God separated. He distinguished between the light and the darkness. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom. Elohim called the light day. V'la'choshech kara laila. And to darkness he called night. Vayihi arev vayihi boker yom echad. It was evening. It was morning. And we have creation one day. The first pasuk of the Torah Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. In the beginning, Elokim created the heavens and the earth. How do we understand this pasuk? Of course, there are many different opinions of many different commentators, but the approach that I want to take today and share with you is a pshat of Rav Soloveitchik. And part of the reason that I've chosen to share this is because here we are learning, journeying, existing, navigating the turbulent waters of life with the COVID pandemic. This past year has been different than all of us have ever experienced in our lives, something that we could not have envisioned in our lives. And we are living in very challenging times, undoubtedly. And all of the wisdom in the world is encapsulated in our Torah HaKadosha. My Chazal say on Pirkei Avos, right at the end of Perek Hey of Pirkei Avos, Hafochba, Vahafochba, Dekulaba, turn the Torah over and over, because everything is in it. And as we strive to exist in this world of coronavirus, may the Almighty save us. And as we strive to navigate turbulent waters of tohu vavohu that exist today, we look to the Torah to give us wisdom and guidance. What does it mean, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz? In the beginning, Elokim created the heavens and the earth. So one, the most basic way, according to the Pasha Pshat, the simple level of understanding, is this is the introduction to the story. Because, of course, Elohim did not create Shamayim and Aretz first. He actually created Choshech and Or, and he separated between the Or and the Choshech, like we read the Psukim. God created light, and he separated between the light and the darkness, and that was day one. So the Aretz and Shamayim have not even been created yet. So one way to understand this first Pasuk is it's an overview of what is coming. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and earth. That's an overview. I'm telling you, the Chumash says, we are about to read in Perek Aleph of Sefer Bereishis about the creations and the heavens and the earth. But there is a fascinating medrash, as quoted by Rav Soloveitchik, that relates that Hashem created and destroyed many worlds before he allowed our world to remain in existence. And therefore, Bereishis, in the beginning, before time as we know it, in other worlds, Bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz, in other worlds, in the beginning, in some other mode of existence and creation, the Almighty created heavens and earth in other worlds. So Perek Aleph, according to this Medrash, is not referring to Pasuk Aleph, according to this Medrash, is not referring to our world. It is referring to earlier worlds, Bereishis. Back then, Elokim, Bara Elokim, God created es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz, in other worlds. He created the heavens and the earth. And Pasuk Beis then refers to our world, the Ha'aretz, and this land, this earth, this existence, this world. Haisa sohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei tohom. This world was primordial chaos and confusion and void and darkness over the surface of the deep. So the Medrash understands that Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, is not referring, this is not the Pshat, this is the Drash, is not referring to this world. Rather, it is referring to existence in other worlds. And the Medrash teaches us that Hashem created and destroyed many worlds before he allowed this world to remain in existence. So according to this Medrash, Pasuk Aleph is referring to other worlds, Bereishis, back in time. Elohim created heavens and earth, other heavens, other earths, and he created and destroyed. Some of the earlier worlds, the Medrash says, were even more beautiful than the present world. But the Creator eliminated those worlds. He then went ahead and created this world, which has endured. What does it mean? In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. What are the rabbis teaching us, says Rav Soloveitchik? What does it mean that God created and destroyed worlds? After all, says the Rav, God could have made this world to begin with. What does it mean? Did the Ribono Shel Olam experiment kaviyacha with earlier creations? What is the point of this medrash? What can we learn from the fact that the sages, Zichronam Livracha, Chazal come along and teach us that you should know before this world, what we call today planet Earth, there were other worlds. And in those other worlds, God created and destroyed, created and destroyed, created and destroyed. Until Pasuk Beis, the Ha'aretz Ha'isaso V'vohu, the Choshech Al Pnei Tehom, is referring to this world. And then in this world, he introduced Or, light. Vayar Elokim Es Or Ki Tov, God saw the light that it was good. And when God sees, the Ramban explains, in the context of Ma'isa Bereishis, Ramban Nachmanides explains that God is allowing this world to remain in existence. Vayar Elokim Es Or Ki Tov, God saw, according to the Ramban, that means he allowed this world to remain in existence. And this world remained. Those earlier words were created and destroyed. Rav Salvechik says, what are the rabbis teaching us? And I'm quoting the words of the Rav. Rav Salvechik says, quote, this medrash conveys a very important teaching to us. A person must know how to continue building and creating in life, even if his previous efforts are demolished. One cannot lose hope. One must not give up. He must go ahead and build again. Perhaps the new world created will not be as beautiful as the earlier world, but nevertheless, he must continue to build. God was able to say about this final world, God saw everything that he had done, and behold, it was very good. That is, this permanent world is very good, even if those earlier worlds were beautiful. But they are gone, and we must maximize what we have now. I think this relates so strongly to this world. As we are navigating a new reality, schools are open, schools are closed. Shuls are open, shuls are closed. Cases are down, cases are up. We can have company, we can have company. Life as we know it before COVID has totally changed. We're navigating a new world, and the existence that we knew before, in a sense, was destroyed. And for all those families who gave the ultimate to the coronavirus pandemic, may the Almighty have mercy upon us. They are certainly recreating new worlds. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to emulate him. That's brought down two times in the Gemara, as far as I know. Masecha Sota Yudalet Aleph, Masecha Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis. We have an imperative to emulate God. And if God was able to rebuild after destruction, we must find the courage to rebuild after destruction, even if the other world was easier or more beautiful or more pleasant, or we long for it. But that was then, and this is now. Says Rav Salvechik, I'm very proud of the Yeshuva Day School students in Boston. Many times I test the Talmidim and Chumash with Rashi. I'm impressed by their knowledge. I'm inspired by their achievements. And then I ask myself, why am I so excited by such small accomplishments that a child knows Chumash with Rashi? After all, says Rav Salvechik, I saw the giants of European Torah Jewry. I discussed Talmudic topics with my Seli grandfather, Rav Chaim Salvechik of Brisk. I visited Rav Chaim Moser Grudzinski in Vilna. I debated with Rav Shimon Shkop concerning explanation of certain Talmudic passages. I spent entire nights with Rav Baruch Ber Lubavitch of Kamenetz, attempting to comprehend difficult rulings of the Rambam. Why am I so impressed that American youngsters can master a little bit of Chumash with Rashi, the very basics of Torah study? This, says the Rav, is the message of the recreation of destroyed worlds. A Jew has to know how to emulate God. And like him, a Jew must continue to create even if his former world has been eradicated. True, says Rav Salvechik, what we have today may not be as beautiful as the European Torah world before the Holocaust. But this is what we have now. We have to continue to build. We cannot look back. We must not be cynical. We must direct our attention and efforts to the future. We must look ahead. As we prepare to begin a new cycle of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we journey through the Book of Bereishis together, this lesson from Pasuk Aleph is fundamental, particularly relevant in the world of pandemic in which we live today. When all of our previous efforts are demolished, when a person sees destruction and confusion and void, there is only one approach. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. We must look ahead. Like God, we must rebuild. Even if the other world was beautiful and this world is very good, nevertheless, this is what we have now, and we must maximize and capitalize and find the courage to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam and rebuild. Thank you for learning with me, with Torat Imecha Parsha, with the OU Women's Initiative. Next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue with Parshas Noach. I wish you all a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Thank you.